As the title might suggest, 1776, it focuses around that summer in 1776 when our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. It focuses around John Adams, Dr. Franklin, myself, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson, and their sort of the trials and tribulations they go through to get to every colony in unanimity for signing this declaration.
What has it been like to do a particular production like this?
It's been an interesting production because it's a large cast. It's the first large cast I've worked with here at Northern. A cast of this size, there's 27 people in the cast.
Wow!
And it's the full orchestra. We're doing the whole shebang for this show. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I feel like I should mention before we go too far, we're not doing 1776 with powdery wigs and silken gowns and everything like that. We're doing sort of a modern adaptation of 1776. So I don't want history buffs coming to the show and saying, well, he said they were doing 1776 and getting all offended.
But they didn't look like that.
No, yeah. Go ahead. I think Dr. Franklin's line in the second half puts it best. What will posterity think we were? Demigods? We were men, no more, no less. And I think that's really what our adaptation does. Too often we think of these men who walked and the ground shook around them, but no, they were men. They were real people, brilliant men who had flaws, who had weaknesses, but somehow came together and got this country started.
That was kind of what I was going to ask you, Adam, about what your approach was to playing Benjamin Franklin. That's got to be an extremely interesting character
to
work with.
Yes, he is. I mean, because he was such a brilliant man who really had passions for so many other things other than the Declaration. He was an internationalist, if you will. And honestly, I think what helped me the most was the costume, because they have me sort of looking like this kooky English professor, you know, with the tweed jacket and the purple bow tie, and I put the costume on and I just sort of became Ben Franklin. It was wonderful, and I've never had an experience like that where the costume so dictated what I was going to do. It was so relieving as an actor to put it on and be like, wow, yes, this is who I am.
What is the challenge, though, when we talk about Ben Franklin, an image of him that is so mm-hmm. well known and what we perceive him to look like, that mm-hmm. you are playing this character, yet obviously you're given a lot of leeway with the costuming and the changes, as you mentioned, but also your leeway is your presentation and your overall look. What is the challenge to say that I'm going to carry this across, people are going to understand and believe that I am Ben Franklin?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that burden has fallen onto the actors as us, and it's a good burden to have. I've been trying to stay true to who Ben Franklin was. You know, maybe our perception of him is, you know, this bald man with long flowing hair and the glasses. You know, I have the glasses on and I try and you know, be Ben Franklin-y in my motions. But I think the text really is the biggest thing. Just the script of the show dictates, you know, and if you read that and you understand that, I think you're going to find the character in there somewhere.
Adam, one of the things that you mentioned a moment ago is that there is a full orchestra, and I just have to ask, a full orchestra in a somewhat historical story, this is a musical then?
Yes, indeed it is. It's a full-blown musical. It's not your typical musical. For those of you who dread musicals, this is a good starter, because there's not a lot of music, but it is there. The music is great. It's a fun show.
27 members in the cast that represent some very well-known historic figures in American history. You're Ben Franklin, but of course it is a little bit different. As you mentioned, it's not powdered wigs and so on and so forth. It's modernized. What has that been like? I mean, you get to do this character of Ben Franklin that... In my mind, I think of sort of the stereotypical idea, as I mentioned off microphone a moment ago, I think of like sort of a Winston Churchill, larger than life, verbose speaker type. And that's not exactly how you're performing him.
Mm-hmm. Well, at times he is very much larger than life. But also he and John have these great dialogues between each other that are just very, very natural, very, you know, these two men trying to figure this thing out, trying to get independence, you know.
And that would be the performance of John Adams?
Yes.
And so all of these figures are represented. It must be at least presented slightly differently, but mm-hmm. historically relatively accurate. I mean, there probably wasn't a lot of musical numbers at the Declaration of Independence signing.
No, but, I don't believe there was
that kind of thing. But the message is there.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's what we're trying to convey is just, these men bickered and piddled and twiddled and finally got this thing together.
So the production is at the Forrest Roberts Theater at Northern Michigan University. What is the run and how can folks get tickets?
Okay, we open October 10th, which is this Wednesday, and then run through Saturday the 13th, 7:30. Then we also have a matinee at 1 o'clock on the 13th. Tickets are $15 for the public, $10 for students, and $5 for NMU students.
What's been fun about this particular production for you? The large cast, the musical, the doing something unique with a known character? What has it been?
I think it's been the character of Ben Franklin, because Ben Franklin is just one of those icons of Americana. He is just a larger than life person. I mean, he has become this sort of demigod, but trying to make that demigod a real person is just been an interesting journey.
Well, the run again is what at the theater? The run again.
October 10th through the 13th.
All right, very good. Well, Adam Lau has joined us this morning. He's cast as Ben Franklin in 1776 at the Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Adam, it sounds like you're having a ball with this, and thanks for your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you.